This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. It hasn't been scientifically proven as beneficial, but that hasn't stopped many from trying for the goal of 10,000 steps a day, touted as a way to stay in shape. However, a new study finds 15,000 steps might be better. In this edition of our series Vital Signs, I talked about this with Kim Himmick, a physical therapist with Parkland Hospital System.
Our jobs nowadays, compared to back even just 20 years ago, is more sedentary. We're not moving as much. So I think they're trying to get people to be able to move more and sit less.
Well, I get the idea that you want people to get up and move, but 15,000 steps sounds like a bit much.
It is. Really, I mean, stretching. I don't think it's realistic to get there unless you're training, for a marathon. You may be able to get that all the time. But just your average person who works, you're not going to get that because most of your day you're sitting down at a desk or, not moving around as much. So, I mean, I still think that 10,000 step goal is probably is more realistic than that 15,000.
How did we get to 10,000 steps?
Yeah, so I mean, it's just doing little things throughout the day. So they say to work out at least, 25, 30 minutes a day. That can be just walking in the morning or, at your lunchtime. But there are little goals that you can do or set for yourself. Don't sit down all day long. Get up every hour and make sure you're maybe take a little walk around the office if you're able to. Go up and down the stairs a couple times. Park farther away in the parking lot. Even get up a little bit earlier in the morning and just even get a 20-minute walk in, or if you like to jog. Because even just that jump starting your metabolism in the morning is really good for you. Taking the stairs versus the elevator. Mm-hmm. A lot of offices offer standing desks, so now you can sit and stand as you work.
That's not a distraction, or no, some desks even have where you could pedal or bump or whatever.
Yeah, it all depends on your work, office. I know a lot of people that are able to have those type of desks. You can set a timer on your phone every 30 minutes, maybe stand up and for 10 minutes or so, and then you can sit back down, or instead of calling someone, you can maybe just go over their office and walk to them and just get those few extra steps in.
By the way, how far is 10,000 steps?
It's probably, because I think the 15,000 is about 7 miles.
Uh-huh.
So probably around five or so
five
around there.
Miles,
yeah.
Is it really possible, though, given our busy lifestyles these days, or what we claim are busy lifestyles these days, that we could actually work in 5 miles a day of moving?
I think it just depends. If you're able to get a workout in, if you're able to set, 30 minutes, so a time, a time frame for yourself to be able to do that, I think there it is, but it's not going to be every single day. There's our lives are just too crazy these days to be able to get that 10,000 steps in.
I mean, obviously, it would maybe strengthen your calf muscles to do walking, but internally, what does that kind of movement do for us?
Yeah, so it's better for to prevent heart disease and lung issues. It helps with obesity too.
This 10,000 step goal, and even maybe the 15,000, these are based on studies, I think, of postal workers in Europe, maybe specifically England or so. They spend a great deal of time on their feet, but it did make me wonder, certainly walking helps, but if you're talking about overall fitness, is it enough?
For just walking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends on how you're walking. If you're walking at a slow pace, there's probably some benefits to it, but not the maybe ones that necessarily that's going to maybe prevent heart disease later on. So I think you do need to add some weight training into your exercise routine. If you can find a exercise routine, that works best for you, because you're only going to stick with what you like.
And then, of course, I guess you can't leave out diet as
no.
well. But Kim Himmick, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome.